Every case of sustained development and sustained growth that we've seen involves a robust private sector which grows and develops. And firms are, of course, the basis of that. Critical for the development of private sector is having capable and well-trained managers to run the firms. Capabilities of management we can think of as being composed of two different parts. One is an innate entrepreneurial ability of the owners, and the other is the specific business practices and the specific management practices. There's evidence that in very large firms, it's possible to change management practices. It's not easy to do. We find if we look at any economy, both high income and low income economies, there's a lot of variation in the quality of management. What can we do, for example, about improving management practices in firms, both small firms and large firms? There are several very widely implemented programs to train managers of small-scale enterprises. A typical program will bring managers to a training center for a week of 8-hour days and cover a lot of material all at once. We find little evidence in the research that training model has positive effects. The SUE projects, which involve mentoring or involve horizontal communication across owners of firms of varying quality. And both of those show quite a lot of promise. We find among large firms that the worst managed firms in more competitive markets are either forced out of business or forced to improve their business practices so that they are able to survive. And so creating the conditions for that competition to take place may be an important way to improve the management practices. The key takeaways for policymakers from this discussion are, one, that programs for training entrepreneurs and small-scale enterprise owners in developing countries don't seem to be working. What we need for those entrepreneurs is to explore and find new ways of improving their management abilities and improving the growth trajectories of their firms. Another takeaway from policymakers is that necessity is the mother of innovation. Maybe what we need to do is provide the market conditions that give firms incentives to undertake that training and find ways of improving themselves. It's possible to change management practices. And changing management practices, improving management practices, is important because better managed firms grow more quickly, they create jobs, and those jobs are important for improving the lives of the employees of the company.